As we watch the desperate exodus from Afghanistan and prepare to resettle many Afghans here, it's worth remembering Australia's connection with that country goes back 160 years. It was when Afghan cameleers arrived here, and a new feature documentary is in production, exploring that past with an eye to the future. The film is called Watunda, meaning countrymen. It will take the filmmaker Jolyon Hoff, an Afghan refugee, and photographer Mustafa Ali on a trip to capture the rich stories of Afghan Kamalia descendants and to understand their place in modern Australian history. The Wire's Annie Hastwell met the pair this week. Jolyon explained how they plan to go about making the film.
We think it'll be a journey. You know, we think Mustafa is going to go on a journey. He's going to go on a journey to meet the Kamalia descendants who really are in remote areas in regional Australia, in the desert. Places like Mari will be a key place in the film. So we'll follow him, and then I think along the way he's going to learn about Australia.
Now I want to talk to you, Mustafa, about what was it like for you to discover the Afghan past of Australia?
I actually met first time in an event celebrating 160th anniversary of the Afghan Kamalia's arrival in Australia. And in that space where I was taking pictures and helping the Afghanistan ambassador, we were given a long list of instructions that how to interact and how much we be careful. There might be some cultural differences. But once I shook hand and said, hi, I'm from Afghanistan, and everyone was so close. And that was where I realized that, okay, they're one of us. We have some kind of connection here. And that connected me and intrigued me to know more about them.
Were they excited that you were from Afghanistan? Did they have memory of place and things like that that's come down through their families?
They have a very strong sense of being descendants of Afghan cameliers. Many of their homes are decorated with the camels and their ancestors' photos. So they're proud with that part of history, the part of their identity. But for me as an Afghan, I'm really interested to see the country is the same, but how we came, what a long way we came through this with different identities. We have LGBTQ Afghan descendants, we have artists, we have Aboriginals. They belong to different walks of life. And I see them as the future of my daughters. I can just imagine what would be my next generation's future here. And for me, how I negotiate my identity in this time.
This is a very troubled time, particularly because I think Australia has finally realised the gravity of the situation in Afghanistan, and it's been a very troubling few weeks. What's it been like for you?
It's been devastating events, I would say. It's really hard because it's not one area or one aspect, but it's loss of a whole country. I would say it's loss of dreams. When I was working in the UN, I would see this younger Afghanistan generation. They were full of energy because they got the opportunities. They were shown a path, and they were given a window of opportunity that where they could avail. All of a sudden, there is no opportunity left anymore. And since America sat on the negotiating table with the Taliban, they legitimized their movement, the movement of violence, where they don't have any role for the women, they don't have role for modernity, they don't have role for peaceful civil society, and it's their own ideology of a strict version of Islam. They defeated these 43 countries, and they are so arrogant. They are doing whatever they want to the people, contrary to the people's wishes and aspirations. So this is really painful.
How have you been able to help from over here?
First, I called my friend who was in the Kunduz province where I was based. He was a cook. I said, how are you, Karbalai? He said, oh, I'm good. You know, Taliban came and they overrun everything, and they are in governor's office. They are everywhere with their guns and their pickup trucks. And then because this person that I contacted, Karbalai, he worked with American forces. He was a cook. I said, why don't you leave? Because if Taliban know that you were a cook, and the first thing he said that they will burn my house, they will burn my home. I said, what do you have at your home? They will kill you. So And that was a sense that how people are unaware of the threats they're living, because they're living in very remote village where they don't have access to mobile phone. They have to go on the mountain to get a mobile phone coverage. Even they don't know how to take a picture with a mobile phone. A smartphone is something very new for them. And I'm trying to help them to fill out their forms, to let them know what are the policies. It's too late for them because there is no evacuation flight. They're not registered anywhere. And this is what very small thing that I can do. And I just keep telling them, be careful, because the Taliban have started searching for those people who have worked with the government.
Now, as you say, the communications are very difficult from Australia for the people that you're talking about. Should the Australian government be working harder? What would you like to see set up so that these people can be helped? I mean, you're doing what you can, but it's obviously not going to get them to the airport and out of the country, is it?
I think what Australia is doing is very little, and I think it's too late. Australia should keep working to evacuate these people, those who had fought against the Taliban, those who worked with the Australian forces in Oruzgan, and they deserve more respect and dignity, and their life is in serious danger.
Having a film like the one that you're making and sort of making that connection between the past and the present and looking at the crisis that's happening at the moment, can Afghans, you know, are they willing to see Australia as a potential home with the history that it has already?
I mean, I think Afghans at this point would take anywhere to live. You know, they're trying to save their lives. They would move to any country, anywhere, and they will have to. They will have no choice to save their lives and to save their families' lives. I think the reason to make the film and the point of making the film is to connect Afghanistan and Afghans with Australians. There is no difference. We're all human. We all live on this globe and we're all interconnected, especially here in Australia. So what the most important thing is, we can understand that we're connected and we're part of this, and we should be connected with those people on a people-to-people basis.
Australian-based filmmaker and founder of the production company Light Sound Art Film, Jolyon Hoff, and Afghan photographer Mustafa Ali speaking to Annie Hastwell. The film Watunda will be released in early 2022, and you can find more details on our website.